This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers end their session soon. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on the final sprint.
Lawmakers have introduced just more than 700 bills this session, and there are still hundreds of them left on the agenda as the legislature sprints to wrap up their work by midnight on Wednesday night. A lot of those bills are destined for the dustbin, but the legislature's also been furiously debating and filibustering some of the biggest and most controversial bills on topics from taxes to guns and urban development. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A bill that aims to make it easier for people in jail to vote in person is headed to the governor's desk. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill requires county jails and detention centers to offer at least one in-person voting day ahead of each general election. Democratic Representative Manny Rutinel is one of the main sponsors. He says many jail inmates are legally able to vote, but just don't.
And it designates someone within that jail who's responsible for making sure that these detainees have the resources that they need to be able to vote.
The jail voting bill passed the legislature with bipartisan support. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver has invested tens of millions of dollars in eviction prevention, but as Denverite's Kyle Harris reports, April still saw the highest monthly eviction court cases on record.
More than 5,600 cases have been filed since January, a 75% increase from pre-pandemic years. Eviction defense attorneys say hundreds of cases are scheduled on some days and resources are dwindling. Denver has taken record-high applications for rental assistance, and city staff say they can't handle the demand. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Denver and Colorado Springs have strong winds through the day, maybe some blowing dust and highs near 60. This is CPR News and KRCC.